This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A UN Security Council resolution has led to the strongest public rift between the U.S. and Israel since the war began, with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israel's angry. The U.S. did not veto a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded by canceling a high-level delegation's visit to Washington this week.
We're kind of perplexed by this.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. abstained from voting on the resolution for one reason.
This resolution text did not condemn Hamas.
Netanyahu accuses the U.S. of a policy shift. The Israeli delegation was to present the White House plans for a possible ground invasion of Rafah, which the U.S. strongly opposes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel will stop working with the UN Relief Works Agency, UNRWA, on the Gaza Strip, a government spokesperson said on Monday.
UNRWA are part of the problem, and we will now stop working with them. We are actively phasing out the use of UNRWA because they perpetuate the conflict rather than try and alleviate the conflict.
UNRWA, which provides aid and services to Palestinian refugees in Gaza and across the region, has been in crisis since Israel accused a dozen of its staff of involvement in the October 7th Hamas attacks against Israel. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the gunmen who carried out the deadly concert hall attack in a Moscow suburb last week were radical Islamists. Speaking in a meeting with government officials, Putin said the killings were carried out by extremists. He did say the four attackers over the weekend were arrested trying to escape to Ukraine, but there's been no evidence.